grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Our text this morning is the Gospel, which was anciently read on the morning of Christmas Eve. St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. I think that the word which best describes the worship of the church during these last hours before Christmas comes is the word expectation. That note of expectation is wonderfully expressed in the ancient liturgy for this day, where we find the words, today you shall know that the Lord will come, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord. Tomorrow the iniquity of the earth shall be blotted out, and the Savior of the world shall reign over us. Yes, the word which best describes the church's worship during these last hours before Christmas comes is the word expectation. And because that is so, our worship this morning invites us to reflect on life as expectation. In the gospel just read, it's very clear that the very last thing Joseph was expecting was the child conceived in Mary's womb. Joseph knew that the child was not his, and the Jewish law, in fact, gave him the right to denounce his fiancée as one who was presumably guilty of fornication. But St. Matthew tells us that Joseph was a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, and therefore decided to break off the engagement privately. But then a heavenly messenger appears to him in a dream with the amazing news that the child in Mary's womb has no human father, but has been conceived in her by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the child to be born is to be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Not at all what Joseph was expecting, but something more wonderful than anything he could ever have expected or imagined. The lowly maiden he'd chosen to be his bride had been chosen by God himself to be the mother of his son. And so what had looked so negative, so shattering, the disappointment of Joseph's expectations, in fact, proved to be the beginning of this world's salvation. For as St. Matthew writes, all this took place to fulfill what was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So what can you and I expect of life? Or to speak more precisely, what can you and I expect of God? Perhaps the first thing that might be said in answer to that question is what an older and wiser pastor once told me in a moment of disappointment and self-pity. He said to me, Charles, God isn't Santa Claus. I have to admit that at the time I resented the comment, even though I knew it was true. God doesn't exist to do our will. We exist to do His will. His will, which is, although not always obviously, a good and gracious will. St. Paul said it, in all things, God works for good with those who love Him. And so the disappointment of our expectations can lead us to a better fulfillment, a greater trust in God, a deeper sense of His presence and sustaining care. God brought great good out of the disappointment of Joseph's expectations, and through the death of Mary's son, joy has come into all the world. So what then can we expect of life? What can we expect of God? His gracious and sustaining presence, whatever comes our way. And how do we know that? Because God came among us in the flesh of Jesus as our Savior, as our Emmanuel, God with us. St. Matthew begins his story of the Savior's life with the angel's message that this Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And Matthew ends his story of Jesus' life with the promise of the risen Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Emmanuel, God with us. And so we Christians live our lives in expectation, not so much of something, but of someone. We expect Jesus to be our Emmanuel, God with us. We expect Him to come in grace and mercy every day, and we expect Him to come in the end of life, in the end of the world. The creed in which we confess our faith ends on that note of expectation. We said it just a few moments ago. I look for the resurrection of the dead. The original Latin text actually says, expecto, I expect the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. I look for, I expect that wonderful fulfillment because I have already experienced in some measure the life and the joy that await us in the end. Oh, that faith and expectation is often enough beclouded by life's fuss and bother. And at times it seems as if we're drowning in all our pressing daily cares and concerns. But we can never completely forget that new life which has already begun to shine on us in Jesus. And we can therefore never completely abandon our expectation of its fulfillment. But now, this morning, we expect with joy the yearly celebration of our Savior's birth. But the joy of the Christmas festival, which begins this evening, is but a pale reflection of the inexpressible joy that will fill the whole creation when the Lord, born this night of Mary, comes again to make all things new. Rejoice in the Lord always. The Lord is at hand. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen. Mm-hmm.